Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You know, there wasn't just some suck here in the Carolinas this past weekend, Cole, because you can always expect when there are 10 FBS playing schools in two conjoined states that somebody is going to stink it up on any given Saturday. But what we saw this weekend, Cole, was unprecedented levels of suck in the Carolinas. I mean, it is down bad right now. You might think I'm specifically going to target the University of South Carolina in this segment.
Y'all need to be fired.
No, we are going to talk about South Carolina in this segment, Cole. But Clemson sucked. Mm-hmm. South Carolina sucked. Mm-hmm. Coastal Carolina did what?
Sucked.
Hey, you're starting to get it. You know who else sucked? App State sucked. Duke sucked. Charlotte got the win, but they still sucked. It's bad. It's bad here to the point where those 10 FBS playing schools that we do the Carolina's top 10 went 4-6 this weekend.
Ooh.
And two of those victories were against other Carolina-based teams. I'm talking East Carolina blowing out Coastal Carolina 38-0 on their home field.
Why'd you have to remind me? Why'd you have to bring that up?
And let's see. NC State beat Wake on
Thursday night. Yeah.
Charlotte got a win, so congratulations to them. Scored 42. They had to score 42 points to beat FCS Monmouth. Did you even know that Monmouth had a Monmouth? Did you know Monmouth had a football program? I didn't.
I think I might have heard of it one time, maybe.
Yeah. And the other win was North Carolina finally getting off the mat, blowing the doors off of FCS Richmond to a score of 41-6.
So what you're saying is we need to sound the alarm on the in-state programs.
Yeah.
I mean,
here's the thing. As much as I've just railed on the FBS programs, the FCS programs are sucking it up too. Wofford lost.
Ofer.
Citadel lost. Charleston Southern lost. It's lucky for Presbyterian that they were off this weekend. They didn't play. Furman, the lone FCS win. Maybe not the lone, because I don't think I looked at every single FCS team.
Yeah, at least relevant.
But here in the state of South Carolina, Furman got the win, and they needed a 9-play, 80-yard drive with 4.5 minutes on the clock to win the game.
Ugh.
I mean, God, have you ever experienced a weekend?
It's been bad.
It's been this bad.
No, I think South Carolina fans, especially the ones that are friends of mine, Diesel, they're so funny. It's great because on Saturday, you know, Clemson loses in the 12 noon time slot, so that game ends at like 3-something, right?
Yeah.
So all my friends who are Gamecock fans that I was talking with, you know, it's like, all right, Clemson won, Clemson lost. We're going to celebrate. But you only have like 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 5 hours to celebrate because your team also sucked. this weekend. So, no, I hadn't seen it this bad. I think the worst part is, Diesel, there was so much preseason hype for both programs. Clemson, we know through three games, has looked really bad. But then South Carolina, we talked about it last week. They've shown some good things. They've also shown some areas of weakness. And it just seemed like those areas of weakness all came together in such a bad way Saturday night, because the Gamecocks were horrible on Saturday night.
Take away the special team scores against Virginia Tech and last week.
Yeah.
And this South Carolina offense has looked awful as well. You had a great opening score against Virginia Tech. You had the nice opening score Saturday night against Vanderbilt. But outside of that, this South Carolina offense has been anemic.
We thought
Lenoris, I mean, we knew that he was going to need some help, but we thought this South Carolina offense would be pretty good.
So
you're certainly not a Heisman candidate playing like that.
No, you're not. And I'll say this. Look, yes, he did get hurt, but here's where I am three games in for the Gamecocks, Diesel. I said this after the bowl game. You remember last year when you and I talked about it. I wanted to give Mike Shula the benefit of the doubt and see what this offense would look like a few games into the season. Well, now we're just that. We're a few games into the season, right? You talked about Virginia Tech last week against an inferior opponent, right? South Carolina State. And then this week, Vandy. I have now, Diesel, arrived. Through three games, I've arrived to the development and settlement, I guess, in my mind, that Mike Shula has been horrendous at South Carolina. And again, I wanted to give the guy a chance. I wanted to give the guy the benefit of the doubt because he has a very, very impressive resume, a fantastic a plethora of quarterbacks to show, right? When you ask about showing your work, he's shown his work with other quarterbacks throughout his career. But Mike Shula has not elevated this South Carolina offense at all, Diesel. And it looks like Mike Shula's trying to fit Lenoris Sellers into his mold instead of allowing Lenoris to be Lenoris. So here we are after three games. If I'm a Gamecock fan, I am officially hitting the panic button on Mike Shula.
If you're a Gamecock fan, and this is a hard question to answer, are you coming around on the thought that maybe Dowell Loggins was a better coordinator than you gave him credit for last year? I know that it's not about the coordinators and the coaches. It's about the Jimmys and the Joes, right? And Lenoris Sellers was amazing at times last year. Probably hit a lot of Dowell Loggins' deficiencies as well. And obviously through three games, Dowell Loggins at App State, things haven't been going particularly well there either. So look, it's hard to say Dowell's trying to figure it out as a head coach. Shula, he's doesn't really have an excuse in my mind. He's coming in with NFL experience. He's got the last name. I mean, he's forgotten more football than most of us will ever know.
Sure.
And he's still looked bad. The offense has still looked really bad in three games for South Carolina. It's a tough spot to be in, and appreciate Zach, by the way. Zach got in and said that PC did play. You're right. I thought I looked it up earlier and saw that they had a bye this weekend. They did play. They played Erskine, and they whooped him. So a bright spot for football in the state of South Carolina. PC is putting boot to ass.
You know, the weird thing about it is that game Saturday night, look, Lenoris Sellers going out obviously matters, but I tweeted out after the game. It did matter, but South Carolina just got whooped. And to see Vanderbilt, I was sitting there watching that game Saturday, Diesel, in my head thinking, boy, what a time to be alive in 2025 where Vanderbilt is completely whooping South Carolina on both sides of the ball, on the line of scrimmage. Lenoris Sellers was 6 of 7 before he went down with the concussion, right, with a targeting call. They couldn't run the ball. Fajon had a couple of nice runs. His longest was a 16-yarder. I thought he was okay, but they just completely looked lost offensively, defensively. Absolutely let Diego Pavia look like Diego Manziel, right? He was 18 of 25, 177 yards, 2 touchdowns. He did have one bad throw that was an interception, but a QBR of 76.9, which is pretty good, like really, really good for the college level.
But this offense scored 17 against Virginia Tech.
Yeah.
They scored, what, 24 against South Carolina State because you had two returns in that game. No matter what, this offense was not going to score 32 points to beat Vanderbilt and Diego Pine.
The offense really scored 14 against Virginia Tech. One of those was, you know, let's give the field goal kicker a little credit there. Diesel, the offense has been bad.
Yeah.
And
you weren't going to score 32 points to beat Diego Pavia.
No.
And all things being equal, the defense was god-awful in this game. Awful.
I just don't know where this South Carolina offense has gone wrong in terms of how they've become so bad, because through three games, like, you always hear, we talked about it many times, you hear how you get better from week one to week two, you see your biggest improvements, yada, 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 but really this South Carolina offense hasn't seen improvements. There's no development, there's no improvements, there's nothing you see. I mean, Oscar Attaway touched the football one time on Saturday night. There's nothing that you've seen offensively through three games that gives you hope. So I think the biggest part about what we got wrong for the Gamecocks, Diesel, in the preseason was believing that South Carolina...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
And would be a better unit collectively, offensively. And boy, they're not. The efficiency has completely been thrown out the window. They're not anywhere close to what they were a season ago. And even a season ago, to your point, under Dow Loggins, they weren't great, but they weren't horrible. This year, let's call it like it is. They're pretty bad. Real quick, I want to throw this stat at you. Team stats-wise, you outgained Vandy in yards. Like, let's just all gather around and sit down and think about this for a second. Let's all cross our legs, sit in a circle, and think about it. You outgained Vandy 328 to 323, and you had 7 points to show for it. And I know you had Luke Doty in there for a lot of the game. I get that. But you had 7 points. You had 242 yards through the air, Diesel, compared to their 177. Mm-hmm. Offensively, the Gamecocks aren't efficient. They're not finishing drives. They don't have the game-breaking plays on the back end of the drives to make these touchdowns. That's pathetic.
And it begs a very serious question. And JB brought it up, other Tolos, T-Swizzle, even Dewey said something about this earlier.
Even Dewey.
What's going on in your football program and your development when the Norris Sellers goes down and your second best option at quarterback is a guy listed on your depth chart as a wide receiver? which means he's been taking all of his preseason snaps, doing all of his preseason work as a receiver.
Well, I don't think he has. I think Doty was getting quarterback snaps.
Okay.
Preseason. But I didn't mean to interrupt you there. I'm just saying he's been taking preseason snaps as quarterback. And I don't know if you remember, Diesel, you and I and Jack Veltri had this conversation a couple, maybe a month or so ago. And I was very adamant that Luke Doty's not your number two quarterback. Mm. He's not. There's no question. That guy's not your number two quarterback. I don't know what the answer is, why he was in the game. Veltri, who we'll talk to tomorrow, asked Beamer about postgame, and Beamer didn't want to go into it, but that's concerning.
Yeah. Where's Aaron Noland? Where's Cutter Woods?
Yeah.
Wouldn't now, at home, in a big-time environment, wouldn't that be a great time to get some reps for those two guys? Now, I don't know if they had any plans whatsoever in trying to redshirt those guys, and they were trying to save games played as much as they possibly could. But you got to get wins now. You got to get wins now when the wins are gettable, because later on in the season, you better hope Lenora Sellers is in these games. And that's the hard part of having a guy like him who creates with his legs. I know they want to protect him as much as they can this season, but it's part of the way he plays. It's a high-risk method of playing the quarterback position. But come on, if you're not playing your quarterbacks at quarterback, what are you doing?
So, Diesel, here's where we are now with the Gamecocks. You mentioned you got to get wins now, right, in these first five.
Mm-hmm.
If South Carolina, through three games, had looked better, Gamecock fans out there would still have confidence and still have some faith that in that tough five-game stretch is coming up in a few weeks, they could get a couple of those. They had the confidence. They had the faith. However, here's where we are now. They don't have the confidence. They don't have the faith. They see that this team was horrible on Saturday. So now you're sitting at 2-1. With no offensive identity, Diesel, and you see this stretch coming up against LSU, A&M, Oklahoma. I mean, it's a five-game brutal stretch there, and you're all of a sudden thinking, "Oh boy, this could be a 3-7 type season if things don't go way better real quick." I think Gamecock fans should be hitting the panic button today.
Yeah, this is a scary place to be. You know, as evidenced by the AP poll, both Clemson and South Carolina fell out. I never would have thought preseason, ooh, as we did that, which one of these top 10 teams is going to be the one to fall out of the top 25 at some point this year, because it always happens. Never in a million years would have guessed that it was Clemson. And the S&P rankings still have Clemson as a better team than where they even are in the AP voting. But South Carolina fell a long way.
Tyler,
they fell from 10 to effectively 28.
I'm with
11
you.
To 28.
They did. Tyler says South Carolina showed immaturity for sure, but when your QB is who is, or when your QB who is, say, your best player by far gets taken out for targeting, at least we can say we'll be better when we get them back. And sure, that's true, but there's still so many more problems. Texter says, this comes from John R.
You're running, a sixth-year guy out there? Luke Doty's been in that program for a long time. He should be better than that. He should be better than that. You should be able to move.
He should be.
I mean, you should be able to move the ball.
You're right.
And get points out of those drives, and they didn't.
Also, John R. says, Gamecock panic button has been pressed hard and often. Kevin says, Theo Vaughn want a date with Pavia's mom. That was the one funny moment of the broadcast, because the rest of it was kind of hard to watch. Texter says, I'm calling it like I see it as a Gamecock fan. I see a 6-6 season and a Belk Bowl appearance coming up for the Gamecocks at best. Let's see what Crazy Ralph has to say at 844-326-3663. What's up, Crazy Ralph?
What's going on, fellas? Yeah, Diesel, been a long time. I've been hesitant to call in. I wanted to give that Horses Behind Bema a chance to show that last year wasn't a fluke, but I've been telling you guys, haven't I? I've been telling you for four friggin' years, this guy's a joke. He's a fraud. Last year was an aberration. I'm telling you right now, this friggin' moron, he can't hire any coaches. He might be the master of the living room, yeah, to sell these parents and get these kids to the school. But when he said he was putting Mike Shula in that position of OC, I told everybody in the world, I said, this is a mistake. He's going to ruin the best quarterback prospect we've had in God knows how long. I'm telling you right now, Mike Shula couldn't coach the South Carolina school for the deaf and the blind. That's where he ought to be going to school right now, because he's never accomplished anything as a coach. He had Cam Newton and he had million-dollar offensive linemen protecting him. That's the only way that guy got to the Super Bowl. He's going to ruin us. Bama's going to ruin us. And I'm telling you, I've been saying it. Diesel knows I've been saying it, man.
Well, if you want us to know, Crazy Ralph, if you want us to know that you've been saying it, how about call in a little more, brother?
Well, I needed a break. I felt like the world needed a break for a little while. It's been a tough year.
We want to hear more of you,
baby.
Crazy Ralph, how much have you donated to Virginia Tech's coaching search now that Shane Beamer has been named as a possible target for the Virginia Tech program in that opening?
No, he's not smart enough to go up there. He's going to continue to make me and those that I love weep after week. And, this is just the way it is. He doesn't know any better. He's like a spoiled brat. I don't have a whole lot else to say, but I'll be calling back more often. I
Please
can tell you
do.
That because I don't see anything turning around anytime soon.
Thanks, Ralph. We've missed you. Call back soon.
Yeah,
appreciate you, brother.
Daily Wire is next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.